This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Mark, Governor Kathy Hochul announced an additional $200 million is now available for zero-emission school buses for districts across the state. Just wanted to get your thoughts in terms of your district's preparations and whether or not they've already gotten underway for this all-electric push for school buses.
Yeah, we're moving very slow in Niagara Falls with the electric school bus push. There is a lot of work that needs to be done. We contract with a bus service provider, Niagara Falls Coach Lines. We have had conversations. There has been grants applied for by the Coach Lines. One of the concerns I have is the ability to construct the infrastructure that is going to be needed to empower those buses. So it's not just the purchase of the buses, but our concern is the infrastructure needed to be built to charge the buses. We're completing a $18 million air conditioning project, and it's taken us 29 months just to get the transformer poles. So I have a little bit of concern in that area. Of course, I know this is the movement, but in Niagara Falls, even with this announcement, we are taking a very slow and cautious approach.
Now, one school district out in the Rochester area called this movement or this funding that was just announced a drop in the bucket, saying that their estimations it's going to cost them $120 million to $150 million just to go toward the all-electric bus fleet by the 2035 deadline. Do you feel there's enough funding for schools across the state to go all-electric with school buses?
Yeah, I agree with that analysis. And, of course, we're a smaller district. That is not a lot of money. Again, not only when you have to purchase the buses, but then you have to build the infrastructure. And the bus company, we are under a contract with the bus company, and we're working under a CPI increase every year, which is about 3.5%. That doesn't give the company a lot of room to pay for those kind of improvements and those kind of buses. So I agree that it sounds like a lot to us, and it is a lot of money. But in the course of having to do this major undertaking, it really is, I stand by that quote, a drop in the bucket, and it's going to take a long time. We're taking a real slow, methodical approach to this, and we even intend to apply for the new extensions that have been allotted in the recent budget. I agree. That is not a lot of money for the amount of work and infrastructure that needs to be built.
So what at this point do you feel is feasible for New York State if they do wish to push this all-electric initiative for school buses across the state?
Yeah, I think it's better set with a couple of targeted districts to roll this out in that way and see how it goes. Maybe select areas where infrastructure can be more easily built, select areas where maybe there's a smaller needed fleet of buses, maybe the drive isn't so long, get this done right in a small piloted step, and then start to replicate it and roll it out, not with one hard and fast deadline for the entire state, but to systematically move through the state, selectively picking districts, supporting them as fully as can be supported, and going that way and learning what's working, what's not working, what the challenges are. I know there's concerns about distance of trips and weather and charging and weather. And just recently we had a loss of power because of the draw on the grid because of the heat and the air conditionings that were running. What if that was a school day? Would that have impacted us? Would it not? I think there needs to be a couple of cycles and a more piloted, scaffolded approach to doing this.
Very good, Mark. Is there anything you care to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on today?
This is moving very fast, and there are many other considerations to make at a time when budgets are going to be more and more of a concern, especially with the uncertainty at the federal level. So I think that we've got to be a little bit more cautious and a little bit more methodical in this approach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.